Romans 9, 10 to 15. Is God unjust, making bricks or building a kingdom? Sometimes we think of God's creation and plan for human beings to be like a huge factory that produces bricks. Millions and billions of bricks are produced in this factory, and each one is the same. But God is not just producing bricks. He is building his kingdom. Each person is unique and has a purpose. However, to truly understand the meaning and purpose of our existence, we must understand our place in God's grand plan for his eternal kingdom. A brick does not have the right to accuse God and say, God is unfair and unjust for making me a brick. If I do wrong, it's God's fault for making me like I am. Bricks don't have the right to say this, and neither do people. Let's pray and prepare our hearts to hear the word of the Lord today. Father, open the eyes of our hearts and minds to understand your word. Teach us and speak to us through your Spirit today. And may the glory of Christ be revealed through the sharing of your word. Amen. Let's continue in our study of God's calling and election, picking it up in Romans 9, verse 10 through 15. Beginning reading at verse 10. Not only that, but Rebekah's children were conceived by one man, our father Isaac. Yet before the twins were born or had done anything good or bad, in order that God's plan of election might stand, not by works, but by him who calls, she was told, the older will serve the younger. So it is written, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. Verse 14, what then shall we say? Is God unjust? Certainly not. For he says to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. The meditation question for this passage is, why was God not unjust or unfair in choosing Jacob over Esau? Explain your answer. Paul gives another example of God giving a promise that determined who he would bless. Before Jacob and Esau were born, God told their mother Rebekah, the older will serve the younger. Romans 9, verse 11, emphasizes that God's choice did not depend on their works or efforts in order that God's plan of election might stand. Verse 13 is troubling to many people. It says, Jacob I loved, but Esau I hated. In the Hebrew language, to love often means to favor, and to hate can mean to favor or to love less. Genesis 29, 32, and 33 are an example of this. This passage describes Jacob's feelings for Leah, his less loved wife. Jacob clearly loved Rachel more than Leah, who was the older sister and less beautiful. Leah said, I am not loved. This is the same word used in verse 13 that says, Esau I hated. In other words, Esau was hated in the sense of being loved less than Jacob. It is also important to note that Paul quoted the words in verse 13 from the prophet Malachi, who wrote them 1,500 years after the time of Jacob and Esau. He was speaking of two nations, Edom and Israel, who were the descendants of Jacob and Esau. The nation that descended from Esau, the nation of Edom, had become very wicked and committed many evil acts, for which God judged them. God clearly chose Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to receive his blessings and to accomplish his purposes. Israel, which descended from them, was blessed by God, although he judged them sometimes when they strayed from him. The nation that came out of Esau was hated or loved less in that it was not chosen to receive God's blessings or to accomplish his purposes. The expression, Jacob I loved and Esau I hated, must be understood in this historical context. When many people hear that God chose some and not others, they say, God is unfair. God is unjust. I could never believe in a God like that. One of Paul's main points in writing this passage is to expose the error of this thinking. Many people analyze and judge God by human standards. They accuse God of being unfair and unjust. They swear that they will never believe in him or obey him. People who say such things are like a frog burping at the ocean and denying its size and power. They scream, God, you are unfair and unjust. I will never believe in you. But God is not threatened or intimidated by them. God is just, and he will fairly judge all human beings on the day of judgment. Further, God does not have to explain or justify his actions to human beings. This is a central message of this chapter. The prophet Isaiah described the inability of tiny human beings to understand or instruct the Lord in Isaiah chapter 40, verses 13 to 15. He wrote, who can fathom the Spirit of the Lord or instruct the Lord as his counselor? Whom did the Lord consult to enlighten him? And who taught him the right way? Who was it that taught him knowledge or showed him the path of understanding? Surely the nations are like a drop in the bucket. They're regarded as dust on the scales. He weighs the islands as though they were fine dust. Compared to God, we are like grasshoppers, a drop in the bucket, or dust on a scale. What pride and arrogance human beings have to accuse God and question his authority, his wisdom, or his actions. Paul countered the accusation that God is unfair and unjust in verse 14 by saying, God is certainly not unjust. Then Paul quoted the words from Exodus 33:19, I will have mercy on whom I have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I have compassion. God is God, and he can show compassion and mercy to anyone he wants. If God is the creator of all things, an almighty God, it is foolish to accuse him or to deny his goodness and his authority. God does not have to explain himself to human beings. Mankind cannot control or manipulate who God shows mercy to. It is completely up to him. If he shows mercy to one person and not to another, that is his prerogative. He can grant mercy and show compassion to some and not to others because he is God. Let's pray. Father, we confess that we have arrogantly questioned your will, your ways, and your work in our lives. Forgive us and cleanse us. We are just like grasshoppers before you and have no right to question or doubt the way you have made us or how you are working in this world. You are the Almighty, the Creator, and the ruler of all things. Give us a heart of wisdom that above all things fears you and honors you. In Jesus' name, amen.